All right, so Mia's in for hour two. Thank you, Tamara. And I tell you what, these women do a wonderful job. They just do a great, great job. And they are doing about 12 things at once, and we really appreciate it. If it's not for them, there's no this. And this is KDK Radio Midday. I'm Ellis Cannon on a gloomy day, and we're trying to lighten the mood a bit by getting into categories that I never really knew what to do with over the last 3 weeks. If you're just joining us, it's been very hot. The bottom line is that I accumulate these off-the-wall wacky things, and a lot of times, if I find even a trace of things in the news that I could tie to it, then I will work it into our conversation about anything from immigration to a local topic. But that's just not obviously been the case in recent weeks. So I decided to empty the folder, and we're going to use it all, and it's been going very well. And in effect, it's a combination of Jeopardy and Let's Make a Deal. We have a variety of goofy topics ranging from pets and how much pet owners spend on Halloween for their pets, favorite Halloween candy, Prince Charles quirkiness. What else do I have here? Donald Trump, PTSD, and college students. I mean, in your favorite candies. And so what you do is you pick the category. And of course, there'll be people who may not even want to pick a category, but after hearing what I've got to say about it, we'll probably have follow-up. Another question about one, or I got a take on that one. You get it. It's talk radio. 866-391-1020, Ellis Cannon, Dollar Bank, Instant Access at kdkradio.com. Also text us as well. Text KDK Radio, 866-391-1020. That text line brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. So let's pick some categories and we'll go from there. Oh, in terms of mine, I am going, my five car is the college kids in post-traumatic stress disorder related to Donald Trump's election. Believe it or not, number four is candy. You probably thought it'd be higher. Number three, because they have so much in common with them, as all Midlanders do, Prince Charles. You may consider some of the things that he does as quirky and royal and elite. I just think we've lowered the bar to the point where we consider him odd. Pets. Man, I've been sitting on that one for a while. What type of whack job goes out and spends like 50... Jen's looking directly at me from the newsroom. Right when I said, what type of whack job? And she looks straight at me. And she's pointing to herself, you know, paints her dog or cat or pet squirrel up in a costume for Halloween. $500 million on that. The president is absolutely right. We have a wonderful economy. That's all I got to say. I'll go to Jen. I'll find out what she's done. And my number one's got to be the lady in Britain who... After having relations with 20 other ghosts, finally found a ghost that she's going to wed. I mean, I come on. So I got two from Great Britain here. All right, so let's go to Jim in Pittsburgh. Jim, welcome to KDK Radio. I'm Ellis Cannon. What might I ask is your category?
Hi, Ellis. My category is going to be candy, and I have a great story about that candy.
No, well, you tell me, and as long as it's not like number 71 on the list, it'll take like 12 minutes for me to find, sure. And therefore have dead air. I should be able to help you out. I got 1 through 86 here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you may have already spoken about this, but I was away from the radio for a moment, but it's the Clark Bar. And in 1975, when the Pittsburgh paramedics first began, I was a brand new paramedic.
Wow.
And I was stationed in the north side. And we were called to the Clark Bar factory down on Merchant Street, the bottom of Merchant Street. And there was a man that was a worker there that was stuck in one of the candy machines. And we rescued the man and we gave him emergency treatment and took him to Allegheny General Hospital.
Oh my God.
A couple of days later to our station was delivered a case of Clark Bars and a case of Zagnut Bars. And Clark bars were already my favorite, and they became even more favorite after that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great story. I mean, I never would have thought we'd be talking about that and not number 77 Sugar Babies, but I will say that that's an endearing story. And so how long were you a paramedic?
40 years.
Really?
I've been retired almost 4 years now.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much. I mean, really, thank you.
Paramedics in Pittsburgh, although the concept of paramedics really started in Pittsburgh, the current Pittsburgh EMS did not begin until 1975, and I was one of the founding paramedics there.
Well, Jim, don't be a stranger. I mean, you got a little bit more free time. You're not, you know, and welcome to the show. I mean, man, I can't even imagine doing it. My dad was a funeral director, and he ran an ambulance, and I used to help him be part of that. And I can't even imagine doing that for 40 years. But, man, thanks so much again for, I'm sure, on behalf of a lot of people that you helped.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir. You were saying good, and maybe just goodbye. That leaves line four available, 866-391-1020. Guy in Mercer wants me to choose a category. Guy in Mercer, I don't have a name. I just have Mercer. You choose the category. Do you have a name?
This is the guy that told you to go up to the Apple Fest.
Oh, yeah. Big fan of yours. What's going on?
I got the guts. I'll let you pick the category.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know how you beat the lady that's, you know, had relationships with 20 ghosts and is now getting engaged. I don't know how you beat that. This lady's a spiritual counselor. She didn't have, I hadn't had a phantom fling for a while. And as I was away on business, started a new relationship, was the last thing on her mind. But she met a ghost in Australia and they found love and they're getting married. They celebrated on the flight home.
Alice, that's a great love story. I'm sure that her name probably was Joe Bejo of The View.
It is. It's a true love story. I mean, enough of these manufactured fake love stories. Isn't it warming on a day like today to feel just warm all over? You can find love anywhere. Anywhere. At Ellis Cannon on Twitter, 866-391-1020 on KDK Radio. All right, everybody, time to reset. If you're looking for something different today, you found the right radio station. We're looking to talk about a variety of things I've accumulated over the course of the last 3 weeks. Saw a nice tweet Ellen Gamble put out there. Hey, listen, if you're looking for something different, this is an awesome show to listen to today, if I might, because it's we need a break, and that's sort of my idea as well. And if you're just joining us, I can get through what all those categories are very quickly. And then you call and basically talk about whichever one you want to talk about. Or you pick the category, like Jeopardy. Or if you pick the category, I may offer you another category, like Let's Make a Deal. I like Big Cousin Dave and Robinson coming in with Donald Trump for 100 or whatever it was. Playing along, lots of people. And part of all this is, and I don't know whether I'll even get it, but, you know, polls are showing, like, across everywhere, marijuana legalization is at an all-time high with people. And somehow that works, particularly in the candy department. Let me tell you some of the categories from 538 for Halloween candies that, to me, were disgracefully low. And I've heard candies from people so far at 866-391-1020 that I've never, ever, ever heard before. Harry and David's Buckeyes. I mean, I don't even know what those are, but the woman waxed poetically about them for, well, at least three separate occasions. So I have her down very much in favor of the marijuana legalization. She was way too informed about those things. So far, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup has been called out by you. Snickers has been called out. Milky Way's been called out. And I could go through the top 10 or 15 or 20 if things slow, but right now you only have two lines available, so I'd make that toll-free number. But look at numbers 27 through 29. This falls in the disgrace category. How could Baby Ruth be 27, Hershey's Milk Chocolate, B number 28, and good old Hershey Kisses, B number 29. That's a rejection of Americana. That's a rejection of the United States of America. If you're going, and this is why I'm concerned that there may be a political angle here that one of the callers hinted at, and the more I think about, might have something to do with it. I mean, let's be perfectly honest. If you put something like Crunch at number 16, you're probably a leftist. I mean, like, way out there. I mean, like Shea in Cuba. How could Mr. Goodbar be number 34? I like number 30. I've never heard of it. But considering it was named after me, I've got to be take a shine to it. It's called Nerds. Who disgraced this polling by putting Tootsie Roll snack bars at 40? Yeah, there's no question. There's no question. This is, I mean, you put that at number 40 and you've got Twix at 3? Yeah, I wanted to make America whole again through certainly candy and these other items. But the more I see these, I'm inclined, wait for it, to try to make America great again. Twizzlers at number 51 on Halloween. Twizzlers. Remarkable food product. Some of the best food you could possibly eat. Healthy, not messy. And number 62, and I have an inside story on this. You guys are going to love this. They're called Now and Later. Those little cubes. But in Midland, and this goes back, I'm talking about being a kid. In Midland, they weren't called Now and Later. We called them Nihilators. And look at this. Tomorrow's going by, right to left on your radio dial, big window outside the set saying, yes, yes, we called them Nihilators. So when I saw Now and Later, I says, I don't know what that is. Somebody handed me once, they said, would you like a Now and Later? And I said, okay. So they give me this little package thing full of sugar. And I said, that's not a Now and Later. That's a Nihilator. We have a lot more where that came from. In the meantime, let's get over to the traffic. It's important today. You know, I have to tell you, this paranormal love, maybe I'm a little off on this. Have you had a relationship with a ghost? I mean, like, not even necessarily like a romantic one. I mean, do you have a relationship with a ghost? Maybe there's more to it. Maybe I'm just being jaded. Hey, Cliff, you got about 35 seconds. You're Monongahela. You want to talk about the paranormal?
Well, I heard one time about a guy that could give a lady the big brush by using his mind.
I don't have any idea what that meant. Does he speak for Monongahela? I think that's something that we need to talk about. Wait a minute. Now I got it. He's a paranormal. He's a ghost. As a matter of fact, he may be the ghost in love. Otherwise, he's going to marry the woman who loves ghosts and found a ghost that she loves in Australia. I'll reset on the topics. We're going to get back to this. We'll run. We'll have fun. We'll make it a little less gloomy than it is outside. But first, of course, Rose Ryan Douglas. All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. Ellis Cannon till 3 o'clock. KDK Radio midday. Look outside. That's enough. Plus, of course, what we've been a lot of serious. And Rose even said before she went on, like, I'm sorry, but do the news and bring people down? No, you're not. You're doing. I'm just trying to lift up some spirits and some laughs today. And join me at 866-391-1020. I don't know if you missed the first part of the show when I was introducing the categories, but if you did, in the concept of today, which is working out quite well for us on radio and also on Twitter, basically taking a look at a few different weird things that have been accumulated by me over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks. And today's just a day to empty the folder. $500 million spent on pets for Halloween. I have nothing there. I have nothing there other than disbelief and a healthy level of scorn. I have candy favorites as measured, Halloween candy favorites 1 through 86 as compiled by 538. I have a woman who claims that she's had supernatural affairs with 20 ghosts, and that cuts both ways. You know, I'm thinking about that because that's my number one. And we've been talking about how, you know, the ghost actually, when he proposed to her to get married, I think this maybe ghost number 21, proposed after their 9-month relationship, and she said this on live television and said that, you know, he didn't, you know, get on his knees because her fiance ghost doesn't have knees, but he spoke to her and she found his voice to be deep, sexy, and real. And I'm thinking, you know, that's one of those things that you look at and say, that's nuts. Like, who could possibly believe something like that or even talk about it seriously? Well, obviously I can. And many of you can at 866-391-1020 on whatever your favorites are here. Go by Jeopardy. Tell me, you know, give me ghosts for 100. You could, I'll make a deal if you, you know, we can do that too. But here's what it hit me. Jealousy. I mean, depending on what you think about paranormal relationships, I mean, it's a lot of ghosts to be with. And on the flip side, there may be some men out there that are a little bit insecure about not having ghost game. Ever think about that, tough guy? Now, the other thing about this $500 million spent on animal costumes, you know, it's bad enough that $9 billion was spent by America, according to the National Retail Foundation, celebrating Halloween. That's just beyond reality. I totally agree with the president from this point forward. The economy is, you know, there's I don't need anything else. See, I don't need anything else. That's the economic data I need. Everything else is just, dare I say, candy. Pet costumes represented 15% of $3.2 billion spent on all costume sales. Now, you may recall when I brought this up a little bit ago, I brought up Jen, who reacted like, uh-oh, she's in the newsroom. She runs the newsroom. She's Miss Newsroom. And she's sitting over there, and she's directly across from me, and she just looked at me and, like, pointed arrows at herself. So I went over, and I asked her, what was that all about? Now, this is where we could go very, very deep. If you have a story like this, or you know of such a story like this, and need to humor me and America, feel free to make the call. She claims that she has bought 3 different Christmas costumes, one to be an elf, one to be a tree, and one to be a snowball for a guinea pig. Guinea pig. I really, really, truly can't tell you enough about how I feel about the people over here. This is just remarkable atmosphere. But you think someone ought to check on her? I mean, somebody needs to maybe, are we hot? I guess I am. Sorry, Jen. I said it was an elf, a Christmas tree, and a snowball. It wasn't a snowball. What was the third one? A Santa hat. And the best part is that the guinea pig, does the guinea pig have a name? Brussels sprout. Oh, my gosh. This is becoming too much for me to process. Brussels sprout, the guinea pig, refuses to wear the three Christmas outfits bought by Jen. Okay, we're no longer at a I'm here to entertain you level. I'm not here to break the gloom of the day and the mood of today level. I am now calling you to help me at 866-391-1020. I need help. I'm your little buddy. Please call me because now I feel weird even bringing this up. Reba in North Huntington, you want to talk about ghosts?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
In the Bible, of course, you have to believe in the Bible, there are references to the fallen angels when Lucifer, who was the most beautiful angel, wanted people to worship him instead of God. He got booted out of heaven, and that's who Satan is now. And one-third of the population of angels went with him. They are working very hard on the earth. Of course, you have to believe in this now, to get people to turn away from the Lord Jesus. And these angels are called Nephilim. The word is in the scriptures, and I can't quote where, but you have to really be careful. This lady needs to be careful of what she's opening herself up to. She could very well be communicating with demons and...
Well, I mean, let's assume that everything you just said is not only something to believe in, it's factually accurate. Isn't it a bit of a stretch? I'm just asking. It's one thing to say that you're communicating with ghosts. Isn't it another to say that you've had romantic relationships with them?
Yeah, if they don't have legs and arms, I'm sure they're missing other body parts too.
That's the type of leadership I need to hear. That's a type of visionary that needs to blow up 866-391-1020. If you've got that game, like Abraham in Squirrel Hill, I am more than willing to listen. But that's where the bar is right now. And speaking of bar, you know, you could pick on Prince Charles for having his underlings, as we like to call them, put 1 inch exactly of toothpaste on his toothbrush every morning or have his shoelaces pressed flat with an iron. I don't. I'm here to support Chuck. You know, we've lowered the bar so much. What's this Friday thing where your Friday dress downs? Think about how far we've gone down. We're so sloppy. We need people that are standing up for the... I'm wearing a tie. You're listening to a man on the radio wearing a tie. 866-391-1020. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're listening to KDK Radio. And we're talking about everything from your favorite candy to college students, reportedly about a quarter of which surveyed, a lot of people surveyed out west, saying that they developed symptoms substantially similar to PTSD once the president was hired. That's pretty nuts. You could text us at KDK Radio at 866-391-1020. Text line brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And also, real quick here before I get to Abraham, UPMC for Life is partnering with KDK Radio to host a free Medicare event. So heads up. The 2019 annual election period is underway. It's important so you can make an informed decision on your coverage choice. So join us. That was on Wednesday, November 14th, next week, 1 to 3 p.m. at the JCC South Hills. Enjoy light refreshments and get your questions answered by one of UPMC's Medicare experts. Pre-register at kdkradio.com/Medicare. So we're going to go to Abraham, who visited us under much different circumstances last time, I believe. And he was wonderful. And I suspect he'll offer a lot now. Abraham, how are you?
Hey there, Alice. I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
How are your children?
They are amazing. Thank God. Thank you so much for asking. That was an amazing phone call last week, and I really appreciated it.
Oh, yeah.
I told them about us. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was obviously one of the most memorable weeks. It was an honor to be on the air, and it was an honor to hear from people like you.
Thank you.
And I mean it. You were a great call. So what do you have here on these crazy topics today?
Okay, so here's the thing. I drive around a lot. I'm a visiting nurse. So I'm driving in and going in and out of people's houses, and I'm hearing you. And so what I heard last hour was you were talking about the weather, and then I hear paranormal, and then I hear something about consumerism and your editor. Who is it? Your editor with getting little dresses for the guinea pig?
Yeah, yes. That would be Jen, yeah.
Jen, okay. So it's kind of like, you know, the overall theme is, first of all, and this is what I tell people, look, I mean, just the weather itself, like, let's not get caught under the weather. I mean, it's just, first of all, I just had this conversation with someone about the weather. They were complaining about the weather today. And I said, it's raining, right? So raining, people get in a bad mood when it's raining.
No doubt.
But water is the most essential element it's what we need. It's what we live on. So in a way, and also like in my religion, in Judaism, that water is a sign of a blessing. So when water is coming down from the sky in Pittsburgh, and I was watching the telecast of the what's going on down at the point, I'm seeing water. You know, there are good things happening. There are good things happening. The fact that people that we're able to buy whatever we want for our pets, and it's a $9 billion industry. All that, it may be ridiculous, but it's also good. Like it's essentially good because we do have what we need. And also, as Americans, I say it every single day. I am so lucky to be American. I am so lucky to be American. And, you know, proof that we're in the greatest country in the world is that people are complaining so much. Like when you have everything that you need, you can complain.
That's
Does
a great
that make
point.
Any sense?
Well, yeah, of course it makes sense. I mean, you know, you're adding the perspective, you're adding the other side to the show's equation, and there's no perspective coming from this nonsense other than to have a little bit of fun.
I'm enjoying the banter, my friend.
Well,
this is fun.
Well, I appreciate it. I had a guy stop me yesterday out east and said he enjoys the nuance that we bring to the show, and that it's not all one size fits all. And when we talk
right.
about most of the issues that we talk about, and I appreciate that as much as hearing from you right now. So you be safe out there. I was out, by the way, on Tuesday morning, and all I could describe it as outside the synagogue, and this is the God's truth. It is so overstated, it is overused that we have misplayed the word. It's absolutely surreal.
It is. I just drove past there today. I drive past there almost every day. We live in such an unbelievably amazing community. People were, I said this last week, it's surreal, and like we're united in tragedy. And you know what, if I do have this opportunity to be talking to a bunch of people, I will say that, you know, in the immediate aftermath of such a horrific attack, people are saying, oh, there's so much hate. No, hate is like the tip of a spear. It's potent. Hate is potent. But the greater thing, and that came out so much after this, was about love. There is love everywhere. I feel it. So yes, surreal, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And keep up yours as well as a nurse. We'll come right back after we hear the traffic. You know, speaking of dressing your pets up like Christmas, don't miss the NRG Santa Spectacular. It's next week, Friday, November 16th. It'll be held at Point State Park. Pittsburgh's family holiday tradition kicks off with a Winter Wonderland at 5 o'clock. Don't miss special performances, including from Gabby Barrett. Of course, you know her, local product who done well nationally. A holiday train display from the McKeesport Model Railroad Club presented by S.W. Randall Toys and Gifts. And fireworks. NRG Santa Spectacular. Go to kdkradio.com for all sorts of details. And after Rose provides the news, find out what you want to do with the guy in Oregon or woman in Oregon that glued a 5-week-old kitten to a busy highway, and how that plays ultimately into other themes of today's show. I'm Ellis Cannon.